I'd like to call the five people who are going to be baptized today forward, please. So Rachel Brummel, Debbie Monger, Becky Peterman, Brad Reynolds, and Vince LeBrun, if you would come forward, please. And I want to hear your testimonies. These people have gone through a baptism class that we've recently had and given their testimonies to some of our elders, and they are now ready to publicly confess Christ as our Lord and Savior. So, Debbie, since you're first in line, you get to go first.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning. My name is Debbie Monger, formerly born Deborah Ann Lopez, and I have been baptized in the past, but for a few different reasons, I want to be rebaptized today. I was dedicated to the church as an infant, as most children are. My mother kept me in church faithfully as I grew up, leaving it to me as to when I was personally ready to be baptized and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. I believed in Christ and knew that He died for me and my salvation and to pay for my sins so that I could someday share in His Father's kingdom. But as a teenager, was not always walking in Christ. Many times I followed my friends and the world and allowed myself to stray from His path. At the age of 17, after attending my first Christian women's luncheon with my mother and hearing the testimonies from several women and how they had come to Christ and began living their lives for Him alone and how this changed their lives, their hearts, and their souls, I decided that day I wanted what these women had. Peace and joy and the true love of Christ in their hearts. I went home that day and got on my knees and prayed for forgiveness for my sins and fully accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior and promised Him that I would walk in the path of Christ and not in the path of this world. I also decided it was my time to be baptized, but was baptized by sprinkling and not by immersion as done so in the Bible. As Jesus changed my heart, I decided it was now going to be my mission in life to lead as many people to Christ as I could. I reached out to those that I encountered in deep, dark places in their lives and to those who had never known Christ at all. Sometimes I succeeded in leading others to Christ, but way too many times I failed at what I was attempting to accomplish, because I didn't have the wisdom to know when to step away and let the Lord take over so that they might be saved. I thought in my mind that I was going to be the one to save them, when in fact only Christ could be the one to save them. He is our only Savior. I sometimes spent years working with the same people and too many times allowed these same individuals to take my life down with theirs. Not only was my life affected, but also the lives of my family and the people I love the most in this world. I have carried a lot of guilt and shame in my heart and soul for years now for allowing that to happen. So today, I want to be rebaptized the proper way by immersion, as done so in the Bible, but also want to let go of the past and the mistakes I've made as a Christian and move on to be a stronger, wiser child of God than I have ever been before.
My name's Rachel Brummel, and I was raised in a Christian home. We'd go to church every Sunday, and when I was 8, I realized that I needed to repent for my sins, and I accepted Jesus as my Savior. After this, I started growing closer to God. But then in 2007, my grandpa died, and I really started drifting away from God. This past summer, I didn't realize how far I drifted from God until camp, and I rededicated my life. And I've been spending a lot more time with God and reading my Bible more. And my life verse is John 3:30. He must become greater, and I must become less. Amen.
Before receiving God as my Lord and Savior, I more or less lived day to day for myself with no guidance or template how to live life in the shadow of God or how to guide my kids to do the same. My family and I started regularly at Maranatha over the last year and realized I was living a life of sin and wanted change for myself and children. I have come to God through the teachings of this church. I now proclaim God as my Lord and Savior. Some say that God saved them from a life of despair and turmoil, but in my case has guided me away from being selfish and living for just myself. I know in my mind that every day I have a million things to be thankful for, and tomorrow God will show me a million more. It's just a matter of being able to see those blessings and the spirit of thanksgiving. I am thankful for all the blessings in my life and my future as a believer.
Similar to many of you, I have been brought up in a Christian home where the Bible is read and taught regularly. I believed in the existence of Christ at a very young age, around the age of 6, and remember a close friend kneeling with me and I repeating a prayer after her, asking Jesus to be my Savior. As I grew up, I forgot who I was in Christ and became more consumed with the simple pleasures of this world. I wanted friends, a cool personality, and a good time. I found happiness in material things and futile relationships rather than joy in the freedom of Christ. The first few years of high school, I wanted nothing more than to be accepted and liked by everyone. Furthermore, I would do anything that my parents wished me not to do. I hated the way my mom would guide me with Bible verses when I disrespected her, and how my dad would continuously preach that the lifestyle I was leading was unacceptable to God. Thankfully, with the guidance of Susan Langle, my sister, and a few others, God softened my heart towards him and drew me closer to him than ever before. As I got to know Susan as she became involved with the Impact Group. I found it easy to come to her with questions about my faith as I wondered whether or not I was truly a new creation in Christ. She answered my questions and encouraged me to pursue a relationship with him through reading the Bible daily. Because of her, I have come to understand how important it is to continuously preach the Bible to myself. On the other hand, my relationship with my sister Anna had never been the greatest, but she has had a smile on her face that I was forever jealous of. And as odd as it may seem, I looked up to my younger sister. I had been in constant pursuit of happiness while she had joy in every moment. So this past winter, or springtime-ish, I renewed my vows to Christ, asking and praying to keep him at the center of my life, of the life he has graciously given to me. Since then, it has not gotten easier. If anything, this life has become harder than it was before. But I no longer want to conform to that of the world and want to rather be transformed by the words of Christ. I have lost friends, but I hope to make new ones who will encourage me to obey Jesus. With Christ at my side and godly friends encouraging me along the way, I know everything will be okay. For the Bible says, and God is faithful, he will never let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it.
Hi, I'm Vincent Brown, and I'm here today to be baptized. Yay. Money and prestige and success, and they were the things that I wanted. But happiness was the main key, you know, be happy.
Hold the mic a little closer to
you. All right. Okay, be happy is the deal. So I was raised in a religious home, and I went to parochial school, and I was expected of me to know God and to, you know, I very much liked church, but I learned who God was very, very well, and I read scripture. God snuck a New Testament into my life about the age of 14, well, about the same time that my body started making me a crazy person. So from there, I went two paths, obviously. I was learning about God and sinning regularly. So I proceeded to sin, and that was how I wanted to be, because that was what was making me happy. Breaking my mom and dad's rules, breaking God's rules, that's what I did. And I kept doing that until I was like 37. I followed a lot of the things I should do, and I have a pretty decent life. You know, I raised a family, beautiful kids, wonderful wife, my anchor. And I'm losing my spot. About 2008, I found myself at the bottom. I found myself at the end. Life, my way was wrong. And I needed to turn and give my life to God. And I realized that then I had prayed for forgiveness and everything before, but I never really meant it. This time I meant it. And he rescued me from alcoholism. And he rescued me from a few other problems. And he's been digging me up out of debt. And then in this past April, your last sermon here in April, God basically put a demand upon my heart to attend church. It's time. He was tired of waiting on me. And I am here, and I am here to wait on him. The Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior. And it is my intention to serve him in every way I know possible. And one first thing is to be obedient. He was baptized. I should be baptized. I feel it led by example, so I'm going to follow what is written and what he did. And good morning and good day.
Well, those are some pretty encouraging testimonies, aren't they? Each one of these people has been genuinely transformed by Christ. Not by any works of their own, but simply by grace. And so we have the joy and the privilege of not only hearing their testimonies, but now heading down to that very warm pond to baptize them. So here's what we're going to do. In just a moment, I'm going to dismiss you. I'm going to ask you to stack your chairs and move them to the side. And then some men are going to set up some tables so the picnic potluck will be ready for us when we get back. So if you have any kids in nursery, you need to get them. And make sure you have them. And then we're all going to change our clothes and head down to the pond. So we'd like you to meet us down at the pond in about 10 minutes and be ready for the baptism service. Just a couple things as we close today, just some announcements. Day camp starts a week from tomorrow, so we ask you to be praying for that ministry as it's about ready to start. And we look forward to God's grace and how he's going to work starting next Monday. Also, our Surge ministry, our junior high ministry, would like to welcome all incoming sixth graders starting tonight. So if you have a sixth grader, Todd? And it's eighth graders last Sunday tonight. So if you're in a eighth grade or sixth grade or seventh grade, you need to be there tonight for our Surge ministry. All right, well, we're going to dismiss you. We'll meet you down in the pond in about 10 minutes.